Hello, I'm Khan Ross. Today I'm going to talk about Gaza. If you need them, my credentials to talk about this is that I'm the former head of the Arab-Israel section in the British Foreign Office and the former head of Middle East policy at the UK mission to the UN in New York. Though, frankly, you don't need to be an expert to see what's going on. The ceasefire. The ceasefire came to an end because Israel unilaterally changed the terms of the agreement with Hamas. The agreed ceasefire plan was for all hostages to be released and Israeli troops to be fully withdrawn from Gaza. Instead, Israel, with US approval, changed its demand to the release of all hostages and the removal of Hamas from Gaza, and nothing about Israeli withdrawal. Since the end of the ceasefire, over 1,600 Palestinians have been killed, including more than 322 children, according to UNICEF. Israel is now stating in full brazen clarity that it will occupy, quote, large areas, unquote, of Gaza. The quote is from Israel Katz, Israel's defense minister. Prime Minister Netanyahu has said that Israel seeks the, quote, voluntary migration, unquote, of Palestinians from Gaza under President Trump's plan for Gaza. He said that Israel is seeking to create the conditions for the fulfillment of Trump's plan. To quote Netanyahu directly, we will see to the general security in the Gaza Strip and will allow the realization of the Trump plan for voluntary migration. This is the plan. Meanwhile, Israel's blockade of food, humanitarian, including medical supplies, electricity and other essentials for a tolerable life continues. So what's going on? Well, we can see there is ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian population, or to put it another way, the forcible removal of the Palestinian population, not voluntary, because the Palestinians have made clear they don't want to go, but they're being forced to go because the conditions of life are being rendered intolerable. They are being rendered intolerable in two ways: the indiscriminate killing of civilians by the IDF and the Israeli Air Force, and by the denial of food and humanitarian supplies, both of which are designed to make life in Gaza intolerable and thus force people to leave. I'm wondering what is not clear about this picture. Thank you. Please subscribe to my channel.